Well, it's snowing again, but who cares? Because the New England Patriots are the Super Bowl champs for the fourth time in the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era. In a wild finish last night, the Pats edged the Seattle Seahawks 28-24 to earn their first championship since 2004. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game was out in Arizona for the game and has our story from Phoenix this morning.
Let's start with the finish. First, there was Seahawks receiver Jermaine Kearse's bobbling, bumbling, beyond belief catch. It sent New England fans traveling back in time to the crushing Super Bowl defeat at the hands and helmet of David Tyree in 2008. Then the Seahawks were on New England's one-yard line with less than 30 seconds left. Trailing the Patriots by 4 points, Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson dropped back to pass. Tom Brady was watching from the New England sideline.
We didn't call a timeout, and the clock was running down. I realized, you know, this was basically it. If we stopped them, and I saw the interception, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just an incredible play.
Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler made the interception. If you're saying Malcolm who right now, you're not alone. Butler is a rookie who was an undrafted free agent from the University of West Alabama in Division II. Russell Wilson threw the pass, but his coach Pete Carroll took the blame for not calling a handoff to Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch.
They busted their tail. They did everything they needed to do to put us in position, and unfortunately it didn't work out right, and it's a very, very hard lesson. I hate to learn the hard way, but there's no other way to look at it right now. And so, unfortunately, that's what happened.
During the game, fans of both teams were loud, but Seattle supporters, who are known as the 12th man, went into a full roar every time the Patriots had the football. Despite the Hawks fans' best efforts, the Patriots' offense clicked for most of the night. Brady's 37 completions set a Super Bowl record. His 4 touchdown passes pushed him past Hall of Famer Joe Montana for most Super Bowl passing touchdowns. Despite his 2 interceptions, Brady collected his 3rd Super Bowl MVP award. But he was more concerned with ending the Patriots' title drought than considering his place in history.
You know, we've been on the other end of this twice now, and being ahead late and not being able to make the plays to win. And, you know, this time we made the play to win. So it's just awesome. I mean, what an experience.
The Patriots rallied from a 10-point deficit, retaking the lead on a Julian Edelman touchdown catch in the 4th quarter. Pats coach Bill Belichick.
It's a great team, great group of competitors. Never gave in, never lost their will. Mentally and physically, as tough a group as I've been around. And I've been around some, but these guys are really, they're really special.
The Super Bowl victory follows 2 weeks of questions, press conferences, and more questions about Deflategate and underinflated footballs. Belichick was asked if the controversy tarnishes Sunday's achievement.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about that, and I've already spoken on that, so I don't really have anything to add to it. I'm happy for our team, happy we won. I think our team deserved to win. We were the number one seed in the AFC. We played the number one seed in the NFC. We won tonight in a tough game, so I don't know what more we need to do. This team deserves to be champions, and that's why they're up here.
I don't know what they're going to call us now. They're champions. I think so. Champions.
This is wide receiver Brandon LaFell's first season with the Patriots. After the game, he remembered riding home from an off-season workout with a fellow New England newcomer, cornerback Darrell Revis.
Man, they must have worked us to death that day. And we said it at the same time. If we don't win the Super Bowl this year after doing all this work, we going upstairs in the front office and telling somebody something, man. You know, just the way we worked in OTAs, the way we worked in camp, I believe in this team, and I know we had enough talent to get here and win this game.
Defensive tackle Vince Wilfork was a rookie when the Patriots won the Super Bowl after the 2004 season. Last week, he said he couldn't describe the feeling all these years later. And after his 2nd title, he still can't.
It's something you have to experience to understand what we're feeling right now. But it's an awesome, awesome feeling. And it's amazing the stuff that we went through and the things that were said about us as a team and as an organization. And to look back now and tell everybody, we Super Bowl champs. That's the best feeling of it all.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.